I am David. David is a teenage boy who escapes from a prison camp and sets out on an adventure to stay free. He is all alone as he plans and plots ways to survive. There could not be many minutes left now. Over in the guard room, he could hear them moving about and getting dressed. And he could hear the guard yawning as his pace grew slower. Then came the sound of new steps, and David pressed himself even more closely against the wall. It was the man. The faint, sleepy yellow light from the guard room shone for a moment on his face as he passed the window. He went up to the guard, and David suddenly felt quite empty inside and was sure that he would be unable to move when the time came. Then he saw before him the endless succession of days, months and years that would pass if he did not. The waiting would kill him in the end, but it might take years, and it would grow worse and worse all the time. David clenched his teeth so hard that he felt the muscles of his throat grow taut. Then the man struck a match. 19, 20. The half minute would be up when he had counted slowly to 30. David set his foot in a gap higher up the barbed wire. When would the searchlight come? They could not be certain of hitting him in the dark, and if they did not hurry, he would be over. A moment later, he had touched the ground on the other side. And as he ran, he said angrily to himself, "What a fool you are. There's plenty of ground to cover yet. All this great flat stretch without so much as a stump of a tree for shelter. They'll wait till you've nearly reached the thicket. They'll think it more amusing if you believe you've almost got to safety." Why didn't they hurry up? The thought pounded through his head as every moment he expected to see the ground lit up in front of him. Then he stopped. He would run no more. When the beam of light caught him, they should see him walking away quite calmly. Then they would not enjoy it so much. They would feel cheated. The thought filled David with triumph. When he was little, it had been his burning desire to get the better of them, especially of the man, and now he would. They would be forced to shoot him as they watched him walking quietly away and taking no notice of them. David was so taken up with his victory over them that he had gone a dozen yards past the spot where the thicket hit him from the camp before he realized that no one had fired. He stopped short. What could have happened? He turned, found a place where the thicket was thin enough to peer through, and looked across at the low buildings outlined against the dark sky, like an even darker smudge of blackness. He could faintly hear the tread of the guard, but it came no nearer and sounded no different from usual, only farther off. Nothing at all appeared different.